Continuing with Antonio Gramsci, although it is certain that for the fundamental productive classes, capitalist bourgeoisie and modern proletariat, the state is only conceivable as the concrete form of a specific economic world, of a specific system of production. This does not mean that the relationship of means to end can be easily determined or takes the form of a simple schema apparent at first sight. It is true that conquest of power and achievement of a new productive world are inseparable, and that propaganda for one of them is also propaganda for the other, and that in reality it is solely in this coincidence that the unity of the dominant class, at once economic and political, resides. And my interjection, what he seems to be saying, without saying it, is that the system is designed as a circular trap. Unity for the global state statesman, fragmentation for us, as there for us are infinite subcategories of both political and economic into which to scatter us, categories which are in any case mutually reflective. Continuing. The problem can be formulated as follows. Since the state is the concrete form of a productive world, and since the intellectuals are the social element from which the governing personnel is drawn, the intellectual who is not firmly anchored to a strong economic group, and my interjection, I'm encouraging us to consider by those words that in earth speak, this means the creative element, us striving to sing our songs. In the words of power, in the language of power, these are economic qualities. So when Gramsci says if a intellectual, quote unquote, is not firmly anchored in that song, he's anchored elsewhere. Continuing. The intellectual who is not firmly anchored to a strong economic group will tend to present the state as an absolute. In this way, the function of the intellectuals is itself conceived of as absolute and preeminent, and their historical existence and dignity are abstractly rationalized. He, unquote from Antonio Gramsci, Prison Notebooks, begun in February 1929 onwards. He died in 1937, shortly after he got out of prison. What he's struggling with here is this issue of authentic leadership, and we're going to be thinking a lot about that in future shows.